from Lambeau Field, home of the 13-time NFL champs. It's the Mike McCarthy Show with Larry McCarron, Lance Allen, and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy.
And welcome to the Mike McCarthy Show for this week. Lance Allen alongside Larry McCarron and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy. And Mike, season comes to a close. It was extremely close, as you put it, maybe one play away from beating the 49ers.
Well, it's playoff football, and that's it happens each and every year. We've been on the other side of those plays. It's unfortunate we had opportunities, and I kind of felt we just kind of ran out of some players. You know, the injuries at the beginning of the game really stressed us. Our guys fought all the way through, but we just didn't get it done.
Mike, that's what I wanted to talk to you about. As far as the actual game goes, did you have any big issues with the way you played? It looks like you lined up and played them rough and tough, and you were a player too short.
No, I mean, it was a physical football game. I mean, our whole approach was we're going to take it to them and make sure that, you know, we were tilting the line of scrimmage the right way. I thought our run defense was good. You know, I thought we were very aggressive running the football. But, you know, it's you got to make plays. I mean, we talked about the handling of the football and the importance of when you do get your hands on the football to make plays. And, you know, we had a couple out there that just got away from us.
Tom Capers, it seemed like, called a very good game despite, like you said, the lack of depth. At one point in the game, you had one healthy outside linebacker when Andy Maluma went out, came back, tried to play. Mike Neal left as well, so you were limited.
Well, we lost Mike Neal and Sam Shields, obviously, early in the game. And, I thought Dom did a very good job staying aggressive, not getting away from the plan. Andy Maluma, just to go back in the game, I think it's real credit to him and his toughness and, just everybody. We gave it everything we had. We were not good enough.
Mike, to rush the passer effectively, you got to kind of cut loose a little bit. And yet, a guy like Kaepernick, you got to keep him contained. Is there a football answer to his scrambles?
Well, I mean, you can look at it schematically and how you tie it to the coverage and things like that. Particularly at the end of the game, there's a tendency there to pull down and run more often. And unfortunately, we didn't make the plays when we needed to.
When you look back at this year, Mike, can you still say you had a good year despite the injuries and all the adversity you overcame? Or is it still a little too fresh, the loss, to think of that at this point?
Well, I mean, we had a good year. I mean, I don't think you can deny that. I mean, we're the NFC North champions, period. I mean, I know some people want to, put our record up. At the end of the day, the roles and formats are laid out before each and every season. And everybody's given an opportunity to win a division. We accomplished that. We were in a playoff game at home against a football team we fully expected to win. Win that football game. We didn't quite get it done. But when you work in Green Bay, when you work for the Green Bay Packers, it's about achieving greatness. And we didn't get that done this year. But I would definitely classify this as a good year.
Mike, I want to go back to the 49er game for a little bit more, because there was one part of it I thought spoke volumes about the rough and tough end of the thing, and that was a 12-play, 80-yard drive, end of the third, early fourth quarter, ended with John Kuhn's touchdown run. Of those 12 plays, 9 of them were runs. And you talk about playing rough and tough football against a rough and tough team.
No doubt. And it's a shame we took a little long to get going there in the first quarter. That's obviously the first 3 plays of the game were run. So I think you clearly understood where our mindset was. And, we just felt that we were more capable of scoring more than 20 points on that defense. It's a very good defense. They got very good players, not taking away anything from their football team and their success that day. But as a play caller, I felt like we left some opportunities out there.
You've started the exit interviews and things like that, Mike. What areas, just in general, I know you're not going to get into specifics, but in general, do you think need improvement for next year? Or as you start to think about things in the offseason, what are you thinking about?
Well, I talked to our football team a lot about, the utilization of statistics, and they kind of make fun of me with this, but I always tell them that statistics are for losers, because people that hang on to statistics, really don't understand the inner workings of what those statistics stand for. So statistics are indications. Obviously, there's statistics that indicate that we need improvement in certain areas, but we'll take the hard look that we always do. It's a long process evaluation after each year, and And it's really tough because, you know, you get down on a Sunday and your whole season comes to an end like it did this. And then you spend, takes two full days to get through your whole team and give the players an opportunity to ask me questions. I have a distinct list of questions and topics and items that I ask them. And then, frankly, every year certain items and topics come out of those conversations, and it gives you ability to gain, you know, more information that you didn't have during the course of the year. And I'll even say this, this year more than ever, you know, that valley that we were into, that hole that we dug ourselves into, gave me an opportunity to learn a lot about the people in our program, and it gave me a closer look that will also will be a part of that evaluation, and decisions will be made from that.
Those exit interviews, I would imagine anyway, are to some extent a two-way conversation. Yeah. Were there anything you gleaned from your players? Is there a consistent theme from the players this time around?
Well, the consistency from the players is really the character in the locker room. I mean, this is a group that works very well together. It's a group that works hard, and it's a group that generally, you know, they like each other. I think the off season last year, you know, the emphasis of developing group dynamics and giving them an opportunity to bond and they understand that this is such a unique opportunity. They don't last forever. You know, they may only last 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. So this group was a very tight group off the field, and I think it definitely carried over to our workplace. So we have a very healthy, positive environment. But we just, like you said, we had a lot of challenges, and we ultimately did get over the hurdle that we needed to.
All right, next up, our special guest this week, Ryan Taylor. You're watching The Mike McCarthy Show.
Welcome back. Joining us now, Packers tight end and special teams ace, Ryan Taylor. Welcome, Ryan.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Coach McCarthy. Ryan, this season, this team, what do you think?
Yeah, you know, this season's been unique for us. There have been, a lot of circumstances that have been beyond our control. But I'll tell you, this has actually been, out of my 3 years here, this has been my favorite year here because of all the adversity that we overcame. I thought, for the most part, we were playing at a lot of positions with the bottom of our roster, and to see guys step up and still keep the team productive was a really cool thing to see.
Now, Ryan, when you look in the mirror, do you see a tight end who can play special teams, or do you see a special teams guy who can play tight end?
Well, for my first 2 years, I would definitely say almost exclusively a special teams guy. But I think I'm right at the tipping point right now. I think I'm right in the middle. So, played a pretty good deal of both of them this year. So it was fun.
Ryan, your special teams resume is a pretty big one. I think you're on every team except field goal and extra point block. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And out of all those duties, they're all really kind of the same but kind of different. Do you have a favorite?
I think punt return is a fun one. It's a really long play. It's an exhausting play, especially when you get done with it and they tell you to run back out there and go run a fly route or something like that.
How many fly routes have I sent you on?
I ran a couple this year, and one of them was right after a punt return. So it was I was sucking wind on that one. But it's on that one, it's more of a one-on-one. You know, you either beat your guy or he beats you, and it's a fun play, and you got a long time to do it. So that's probably my favorite one.
Mike, Ryan is one of those fellas, I mean, and this is about 100%, he will get the last shove in. I mean, nobody gets the last shove in on Ryan Taylor.
Well, it's good to see you laughing about it. looks are deceiving with Ryan, that's for sure. No, he's definitely one tough guy, very competitive. Every day at practice is no different than the game. So he brings an edge, he brings a nastiness to our football team.
Yeah, I definitely hear it from Coach on the sideline a few times this year. He's gotten in my face. But I'll have you know, in my 3 years here, I've only gotten one penalty, and that was in Cincinnati when that guy had that cheap shot on me, so which I don't really count as a penalty. I know you still do. But
okay, before we go any further with that, we'll get you out of trouble here. Now, you've got this burr in your saddle, and I kind of enjoy it myself, but – like, if there's ever extracurriculars, number 82 is kind of in the middle of it. Were you always that way, or was it something, hey, this is a role that needs filling on this team. I got to be the enforcer.
No, I think I've always been that way. There are definitely clips of me probably doing worse things in high school and even early in college. Coach Davis kind of had to have a sit down with me a few times about stuff like that. But it's an attitude that we want to set, especially for our special teams. And when you got a group like the 49ers or like the Bears that pride themselves on being a physical team, you can't back down to it.
Well, that's one sign you're kind of a football zealot. Another is, I think earlier this season, you had some knee surgery and you missed all of two games.
Yep.
I think that says something about you as a player, too.
Yeah. The knee surgery, I will say our medical staff did a great job with it. And Dr. McKenzie did the surgery, and it went really well and just rebounded like that from it. So it was a good job all around.
One last thing for you, Ryan. Okay, you got this. You've carved out for yourself a special teams niche and so forth and been playing more from scrimmage. How important, where does catching the football and being a receiver rank on your list of things to do?
Well, obviously, I would like to catch the ball more, but, I think football being the ultimate team sport, if that's not what's asked of you and you need to go down and cover a kickoff instead of catching balls, we got a lot of guys that are really good at catching the ball, and if that's not what's asked of me, then, you got to do your job on the team. And it's no secret that I think that the ball in Jordy's hands or the ball in James's hands or Randall Cobb's hands are probably a little bit better served than in mine. So, if that's what's asked of me, that's what you got to do.
All right, coming up, we'll hit the telestrator with Ryan Taylor. Stay with us for more of the Mike McCarthy Show.
Second down and three, 42-yard line, handoff to Lacy up the middle. Lacy fighting his way, driving forward, but not getting the first down. He's out to the 44.
And we are back, and we're to talk some X's and O's with Ryan. And Ryan, would you first of all show us where you're at in this particular formation?
Yeah, this formation, I'm out wide here to the right, and on this play, it's a pretty basic running play. We got Josh coming around, pulling around, taking the first thing inside, and double team back to this linebacker here, and one-on-one blocks here.
And how about you? What's your job in this particular play?
My job on this play is to block this defensive end wherever he goes.
Okay, let's snap the ball and see what develops here. And right here, you're kind of going through your techniques, and I should point out this is a full-grown defensive end. Now, that's kind of a mismatch for a tight end, is it not?
Well, maybe. It's a tough play to block because we're one-on-one of no help, and I don't know whether he's going to take a step inside or go outside. So it's you kind of just got to come off the ball and kind of size up what he's going to do. So
okay, let's proceed a little further. And we get a courtesy shot right there from Josh Sutton.
Yeah.
And now at this point, it's kind of the moment of truth. I'm talking about you and David Bass right there. Kind of the moment of truth. You've done your techniques. You've done all your little footwork. And now how much does this good old-fashioned want to stay after it, and I need to win this battle?
Yeah, with these bigger guys, you really got to impose your will on them and use good technique, like you said. But at some point, it's stalemated one-on-one, and you just got to run your feet and try to dominate the guy.
Well, speaking of domination, I think this says a lot about Ryan Taylor. Okay, folks, keep an eye on 91 right there. Okay, Ryan, staying after him. Big, ugly wad of bodies, and Ryan stays after him, and 91 is right here on the ground with Ryan Taylor on top of him. That says a lot about your game.
Well, I appreciate it. That's the goal for every run blocking play. You hope to get your guy on the ground. So it's nice that it actually works out every once in a while.
Ryan, thanks for being with us. Have a good offseason. We'll be back with more of the Mike McCarthy Show in just a minute.
And welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. And Mike, every offseason, it's all about change in the NFL, not for long. NFL, do you expect some coaching changes, players, or whatever in this offseason of just, things happening possibly?
Well, I mean, you go through an evaluation process for a reason. I think it's important as a leader to develop filters. You know, obviously you have to have a filter that looks at the things that didn't go the way you want. You got to have a filter that looks at the things that did go the way, because you can't just assume anytime you have something positive that's going to show up again next year. So that's our approach. And frankly, the things that didn't go very well, my filter is, we're either going to change, we're going to adjust, or we're going to emphasize. So every one of those situations will fall into that category.
Mike, when it comes to player evaluation, now normally right after the game, almost instantly, you're looking at the game tape and there's still some emotion involved. Do you find those evaluations when you go back in the non-heat of the moment, do they change much at all, or is your first impression generally the lasting impression?
No, that's why it has to be a long process. I mean, it's the thing about getting questions, not to beat up Lance every single week, but that's a question about making change 48 hours from a game is, I don't think that's very good business. That's not the way I operate. I can tell you that right now. But it's important to take the emotion. Don't think our players weren't emotional when we went through the exit interviews, and it'll be the same way with the coaches. So I've been in situations where we've had an offensive or defensive staff rank the players, 1 through 30, the day after the game, and then go back and rank the players after all the videos been watched again, and that flips upside down. So I mean, emotion plays a factor in making decisions. So let's eliminate the emotion, and I can promise you we'll do everything that we need to do for the 2014 football team.
But you also have, obviously, coaches in demand and free agency as well that's going to change your team for next year.
Well, nothing stays the same. I mean, that's definitely what our business is all about. So, I mean, you're either improving or going the other way. We need to improve. So coaching changes do happen. So we'll see how that sorts out here in the next couple of weeks. But, right now I'm focused on our program. It's all about making the program better, making the people in our program better, acquiring the right people to come into our program to make us better. So we need to get better.
I want to lighten things up a little bit if I could, Mike. Kind of an unsung hero. He's a familiar name, but an unsung hero this season was James Starks. He ends up a full season of NFL football averaging better than 5.5 a pop. And in this league, that is very, very difficult to do.
Had his best year. I mean, just, talking with James in his exit interview, how proud I was of him, just the way he had that, overcame that early injury there in Cincinnati, and just just accepted his role, but maxed out his opportunities, and that's what good teammates do. He carried the load for us in 2010 in the playoff run there, for the Super Bowl, the championship, and now here he is accepting a role and doing it very well. I really like the way that Eddie Lacy, James Starks combination looks.
All right, next up, our last segment of the Mike McCarthy Show.
Through the 2013 Touchdowns for Charity program, Sargento Cheese donated $75,000 to the Hunger Task Force in Paul's Pantry. Sargento Foods and Packers Touchdowns are helping to alleviate hunger in Wisconsin.
Final segment of the Mike McCarthy Show. And Mike, are you one of those types of guys that you will watch the playoffs and watch football, or at this point do you try to get away from it for a while?
Well, that's a good question. I have a hard time watching, I'm not going to lie to you. But, if it works out with the family or I'm somewhere where it's on, I'll watch it. But I won't set my day, my schedule around watching the games.
Mike, Team 93, what legacy does it leave for you?
Oh, shoot, adversity, overcoming adversity. A lot will come out of this team. I think there's so much to carry forward for what this team accomplished. There's a feeling, there's experience here that we really haven't had in our time here. We had a tough go there in 2008, but this was a totally different situation, and I can't tell you how much experience a number of our young guys were able to get because of these circumstances that we went through. So overcoming adversity will clearly be my memory of Team 93.
Mike, another great season. You won the NFC North once again for the third straight time, and hopefully next year we're talking about division championships and maybe even oh so much more.
I'm looking forward to it, Lance.
All right. Thanks for another great year. For Larry McCarron and Mike McCarthy, I'm Lance Allen on the Mike McCarthy Show.